Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio are Doug and Ruth Bacharach. And Doug and Ruth were sharing with us this last time God's call upon their life to be missionaries in the Philippines. And I think you told me, Doug, that you and Ruth had three children at the time when God really started speaking to you.
Right. By the time I finished teaching at the college, the Lord had given us our third child. She was just born, what, about a month or two before my time of teaching at the community college was done.
Okay. And so you, at that point, resigned your position teaching at the community college, and you had the opportunity to visit the Philippines and a new opportunity of starting a music division in this Bible college. Now, you can go and do this and just basically say, well, you know, this is what God wants me to do. But the thrust of doing it is training nationals, isn't it?
Right. In fact, the college was started about 26 years ago, and the single primary purpose of the college is equipping national believers, Filipinos primarily, for the work of the ministry, for pastoring, youth ministries, lady church workers, church planters, even foreign missionaries. The Philippines has become a mission-sending country.
Oh, great.
Probably in the past 10 to 15 years. And so Filipino churches now are sending their own people to other parts of Southeast Asia, all the way over here. One church we were involved in sent a man to Seattle, Washington, to start a Filipino-American church because there's such a large population there. In Haiti, there's Filipino missionaries. So the Bible College really was begun to help equip these folks for the ministry God was calling them to.
The idea of training nationals to reach their own people, whether it be people like the Filipinos who may speak English but also Tagalog, it makes so much sense because nationals, number one, they know the language. Number two, they know the culture. They know the people. They are just like the folks they're ministering to. And so they don't deal with the issues that we deal with when we go and people look at us like, oh, where'd you come from?
You can't help but stand out if you're you happen to be a Caucasian American going to a place like the Philippines. You're going to stand out. And we've been there for 9 years so that we don't notice it too much anymore. We don't notice if people are looking at us. We have become oblivious to it, but it still is there. And that sets up an automatic kind of distance in a relationship or a ministry kind of setting that can be overcome. And
often
it
takes time, doesn't it?
But it does. It takes time.
Yeah.
And no matter how long we live there, we'll never be totally Filipino in our thinking.
Right.
Not that is necessarily the goal, but there's always going to be some kind of distance there, especially when it comes to evangelism. Whereas a Filipino believer, those things are removed and they have a more direct path of ministry.
Now, Ruth, you have a master's degree in piano. Is it pedagogy? Is that the right word?
Just plain regular piano.
Regular piano. Tell me about someone with that talent and that skill and education. How can God use you on the mission field?
Well, my primary ministry has been in the home since we have five children.
Right.
But I have been able to be involved in the Bible College by teaching piano lessons, primarily teaching how to play for church services.
Very important.
Yes, not only the congregational singing, but the other areas of ministry that a pianist has in the church, from playing an offertory, to accompanying a choir, to playing for a funeral or a wedding. Those kinds of things are all things that I've been able to pass on there. And then I've also been able to teach a class in basic piano pedagogy, because some of these students that we have in the Bible College, it's very interesting. Once their pastors learn that they're studying music at a Bible college, they ask them to start teaching in the church.
Oh.
So a basic piano pedagogy class will enable our students to turn around then and minister in their church by teaching piano.
Now, tell our people what pedagogy means.
Pedagogy is just the art of teaching.
Okay.
So if I'm teaching a class in basic piano pedagogy, that means that the students are going to learn how to teach piano from very basic beginning skills up through other things.
And our focus in the Bible College isn't so much to train musicians for all the churches that we might be working with, but to train those who are going to equip the musicians. In other words, you know, Ruth's work with the piano teachers, with these pianists is to help them to be able to pass on to others in their church.
Right.
At the heart of our ministry, and really the ministry of the Bible College, is 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
The multiplication process.
Right. So what she's doing with these budding pianists, they are immediately applying in their own ministries, not only for themselves, but they're already training young people and other adults in their church to be a part of that ministry. And so it gets spread out really exponentially.
There would be so much fulfillment in doing that. In knowing, okay, I could be in Minnesota, you know, maybe teaching some folks piano lessons in my home, or I could be in a Bible college in the Philippines teaching people who will then be teaching other people who will then be teaching other people, and the entire country can be reached through music simply because they've learned how to do it.
We feel spoiled, quite honestly.
Yeah.
There have been times where Saturday night sometimes would be kind of our downtime once we get the kids into bed. And that would be the time sometimes when Ruth and I would just kind of sit together for a little while after, you know, kind of a very busy week and just look at each other and marvel that God was letting us be there and be a part of these kinds of things. It's not without its challenges, of course.
Sure.
But it's just an amazing thing. And to see these students, what they're doing during the week in class, they're immediately applying in their churches on the weekends.
Right.
And then coming back the following week, really excited about how something worked. Or maybe something didn't work, and so they're looking for new ideas
help.
Yeah. Probably one of the most exciting things in just the past couple years, as we've had more graduates who are getting out and doing more, is they're beginning now to go to other parts of the country, not only their own church, but their church is sending them to other regions of the Philippines to do music seminars in philosophy and in the musical skills and training, song leading, choir directing, all these kinds of things. And so it's spreading even further and faster than we could have imagined.
Because music is such an integral part of the worship service and children's ministries and everything else. Music is just awesome.
Yeah, in fact, Ruth teaches a class primarily focused on using music in children's ministries. That has a huge place, especially in the Philippines, where churches are filled with kids. It's a major part of the ministries there.
Speaking of kids, are you homeschooling your children?
We are.
Mm-hmm.
We really work with a team of 3 families there at the Bible College.
Okay.
And so one of the other families has children similar ages with ours.
Mm-hmm.
So we have combined them into kind of a homeschool school.
Co-op.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the children are together every day, which is wonderful for them. They're with their best friends every day.
Right.
And then there's another lady there whose primary ministry in the Philippines is teaching missionary children.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with her, and the other mother teaches a few things. And so in the past term, we've had 8 children together.
Good.
For a school. It's worked very well.
Would you say your children, and this may be a difficult question, would you say that your children consider the Philippines home?
I told you
it'd be a difficult question.
I would say so, especially the younger ones. Our youngest was born in
there.
The Philippines.
Yeah.
And he says he will tell anyone that he's Filipino on the inside.
Okay.
But it looks American on the outside.
Sure, sure.
But that he's Filipino on the inside.
He's incognito, right?
But I think, yes. In fact, even our oldest one, who will now be staying in the States for college, you know, half of her life she spent in the Philippines.
Exactly.
Yeah, they grow up with a very unusual kind of life, obviously, being in another country, enjoying that, knowing that well. Now, this year we're in the States, and by the time we go back, it'll have been at least a year that will have been in the States. And so they've had a kind of quote-unquote normal kind of American experience, going to an American school and being in the States and whatnot. But even recently, a couple of the kids have been commenting on things they're missing from the Philippines.
Sure, friends,
of course, that's the biggest thing.
Because
the missionary kids that are their friends and Filipinos that are some of their closest friends are all there.
Right.
The life, the food, living in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I think, being involved in some ministry. With the Bible College, the kids can't do a lot with the ministry, obviously.
But we've had
some other ministry opportunities that the kids could be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been an important part of their life as well. And
exactly.
So I think they miss those things and look forward to getting back.
Mm-hmm. I know my youngest son and his family are missionaries in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And we have four grandchildren there, two of whom were born in Sao Paulo. And I understand exactly what you're saying. Yes, they love being back home, grandpa and grandma, and, you know, their cousins and all that type of thing. But there is a connectivity with the country that God has called them to be in and even to serve in, you know, when they are a part of a ministry, a part of a church ministry, and kind of a neat thing to consider. They may be going back themselves, you know, as missionaries, and it's neat to be thinking about that. But the whole idea of training nationals is something that I wanted our people listening to us on the broadcast this morning to just be thinking about their own churches and their own missions programs and to consider not just supporting missionaries to go to other countries, but to consider how can our church become involved in helping train national people to be a part of their works and to be able to just transfer what God has been doing here, you know, into their lives. And it's like you said, many times short-term missionaries can have a tremendous impact, whether it be a construction team that comes in or a computer or medical teams or whomever they may be, just to support what you guys are doing. And just to be able to see how God uses every one of our skills, because I'm convinced that every skill that God gives us, He has a place for us to use it, not just to earn a living, but to have a part in the eternal program of God. And so that's basically the theme that I want our churches to be thinking about. And you may even be on a missions committee and you're listening to me in your office or driving to work or whatever. Consider allowing your missions policy to be expanded to reach national workers and help with training facilities on the foreign field to train the national folks to do the work in their own country. Well, we've run out of time, but we want to have one more time together with Doug and Ruth, and we'll be talking about some of the difficulties that they may have been facing in the last 9 years, but we'll have to hold that off until the next time. So we trust that God will just challenge your heart as you see how the Word of God can be applied to your life, because it is the Word for life that makes the difference. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.